Ever get that feeling like there's just not enough time of the day to learn about all the cool stuff out
Oh,
there?
totally. It's like a never-ending fire hose of information, right?
Right. And that's kind of why we do these deep dives, you know?
Yeah.
Take a deep breath and say, okay, let's explore this fascinating mind today.
Makes sense to me.
And today's guest, oh man, get ready to have your definition of polymath blown wide open.
I'm intrigued already.
We're diving into the world of Randy Kemp.
Yeah.
Now, this is a guy who went from software engineer, like hardcore tech world,
Yeah.
to AI enthusiast, which, okay, we're seeing more of that these days. But then he layers on this whole deep dive into spirituality.
Okay, now that's a combo you don't see every day. Most of us, we get stuck in our lanes, you know, I mean, myself included. But this Randy, he's got that rare ability to connect the dots across like completely different fields.
And his online bio, it's not your typical "here are my credentials" kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's more like, I don't know, a treasure map with all these intriguing clues about his life and his thinking. Like, he's retired from the tech world, but clearly he's still obsessed with it, right?
Yeah.
All these AI projects, blog posts.
Yeah, and one thing that jumped out at me right away was this AI riddle he poses. It's not just some, you know, gimmicky thing either. He actually ran it through a bunch of different AI programs, Bing Copilot, Google Gemini, the whole gang.
Ooh, okay, now I gotta know. Hit me with the riddle.
All right, but no spoilers from you. Okay, let me
Okay.
set the scene. Imagine you have a bag. Inside this bag, you have an unknown number of marbles. Some are red, some are blue, and some are green.
Okay, I'm picturing a standard bag of marbles. Got
Click.
it.
Now, you reach into the bag and you pull out one marble at random. The question is, knowing only the color of that marble, can you tell me the probability of pulling out another marble of the same color?
My brain just did a little freeze there. It seems so simple, but then.
Right, and that's where it gets interesting. You see, the different AI programs, they actually came up with different answers.
Wait, they disagreed. Like, these are supposed to be the super brains of the AI world, and they couldn't agree on basic probability.
It's not that they got the math wrong exactly. It's more about their approach. Some of them were all about the numbers, pure calculation, but others, they kind of hesitated. Like they were thinking, hold on, what about the unknowns? How many marbles are there in total?
So, like, some were all "show me the data," and others were like, "but what's the story behind the data?"
Exactly. And that, I think, is what Randy's getting at. Even with all the incredible advances in AI, there's still something fundamentally different about human thinking. We instinctively look for context. We make assumptions, even with limited information. AI, as amazing as it is, it's still catching up to that kind of nuanced reasoning.
Which makes his whole deep dive into AI even more fascinating. Because he's not just some techie who's wowed by algorithms. This is a guy who's also spent years exploring different spiritual traditions, digging into big questions about consciousness, the meaning of life. And he sees a connection between that and AI.
Right, and I think that's where his background as a software engineer comes in. Think about it. Programmers, they spend their days building systems of logic, right? Writing code, it's all about creating these precise rules, these instructions.
I see where you're going with this. Like, maybe in studying AI, he's looking for the code of intelligence itself, whether it's human or artificial.
Right. And this whole idea of systems, of underlying structures, it pops up in his spiritual explorations too. He talks about being drawn to Eastern Orthodox Christianity.
Okay, now I gotta admit, I'm a little fuzzy on what exactly that IS. That sounds pretty traditional.
Yeah, you're not way off. It's one of the oldest branches of Christianity. Big on ancient rituals, deep connection to early church history.
Okay, so how does that mesh with being like a tech enthusiast? Those seem like totally different worlds.
And that's what makes Randy so fascinating. He doesn't see it as a clash at all. In fact, you could say that both pursuits, the technological and the spiritual, they're both ultimately about searching for deeper meaning, trying to understand the fundamental nature of reality.
Okay, my brain just did a backflip. It's like he's found this hidden bridge between two completely different universes. But how does he actually live that out? Like, what does it look like day to day to be both a tech-savvy AI explorer and a deeply spiritual person?
Well, that's where things get even more interesting.
So, we're talking about Randy, our resident polymath, blending tech and spirituality like it's no big deal. But I gotta ask, what does that look like in real life? Does he, like, start his day with lines of code and end it chanting mantras?
You know, it's funny you should put it that way because I don't get the sense that he's compartmentalizing these different
No.
sides of himself. It's more like he's found this synergy between them, like they're constantly informing and enriching each other.
Okay, now you gotta give me an example. I need to know how this plays out, practically speaking.
Well, let's take his whole approach to AI. He's not just interested in what it can do you, you know? Like, ooh, AI can write me a poem or code me an app, cool. He's way more interested in, hey, how W? How does AI think? How does it approach problem solving compared to us humans?
Right, right. It all comes back to that marble riddle.
Exactly. And that's what I appreciate about Randy's perspective. He's not afraid to dive into those heady questions. Consciousness, logic, the nature of reality. He's all over it.
It's like he's using AI as this mirror, right? To reflect back on what makes us human in the first place. But where does the whole spirituality thing fit in? Does he see AI as having some kind of soul?
Whoa, there. Now you're asking the really big questions. Soul of AI. I don't know about that, but I think for Randy, it goes back to this idea of searching for deeper truths, looking for patterns, for underlying structures that connect everything. He actually mentions this psychiatrist he knew in his bio.
Oh, tell me more about this psychiatrist.
So this psychiatrist was all about this thing called phenomenology. It's kind of hard to explain, but basically it's about understanding the world through direct experience, like setting aside your preconceived notions and just observing, being present in the moment.
Okay, I can see how that would appeal to someone like Randy, always exploring, always questioning. But how does that tie back into AI? Seems like a bit of a stretch.
That's the beauty of Randy's mind. He makes those connections. Think about it. Programmers, they're always looking for those hidden structures, the logic beneath the surface. And in a way, that's kind of what this phenomenological approach is about too, right? It's about peeling back the layers, getting to the core of what we perceive as reality.
Whoa, okay, I think I see what you're saying. He's using all these different lenses, from tech, from spirituality, to get a clear view of the bigger picture. But he's not like anti-tradition or anything, is he? I mean, he's still grounded in his Eastern Orthodox faith, right?
Absolutely. And that's what makes his perspective so unique and valuable. He can hold these seemingly contradictory ideas, cutting-edge technology, AND, ancient traditions, and find the common thread between them.
So what does that look like practically? Does he, like, pray to his computer, meditate on lines of code?
Probably not quite that literally. But he does talk about using AI as a tool for enhancing his own learning and exploration, even in the realm of spirituality. He compares it to Shams outlines, those classic study guides.
Oh man, I remember those. Late night cram sessions, coffee stains, good times. But AI as a study buddy, that's next level.
Right. He's using it to delve deeper into complex topics, get different perspectives, even challenge his own assumptions. It's like having this 24/7 debate partner who just happens to be powered by algorithms.
Okay, that's actually really cool. But with all this talk about AI, about embracing technology, does he ever worry about, I don't know, losing that human touch? Getting so caught up in the digital world that he forgets about real life connections?
That's a great question. And honestly, I think it's something a lot of us struggle with these days. But here's the thing about Randy. He's very intentional about using technology to enhance his life, not to replace human connection.
So how does he make sure that doesn't happen?
Well, remember how we talked about his bio being like an open invitation? That's not just him trying to be clever or whatever. He genuinely wants to connect with other curious people. He wants to learn from them, to build a community around this shared love of learning.
Right. He's all about collaboration, always inviting guest bloggers to share their unique perspectives. It's like he's creating this virtual think tank where people from all walks of life can
bounce ideas off each other and come up with even more mind-blowing questions.
Yeah, it's like he's saying, hey, two heads are better than one. Let's put our heads together.
Right. And what I find really interesting is that he specifically mentions folks in like SEO, copywriting, marketing, not exactly fields you usually associate with, you know, existential pondering.
It's that whole breaking down barriers thing again,
yeah.
Right? Like he's saying, look, even if you're writing ad copy, you're still engaging with the human mind, trying to figure out what makes people tick.
Totally. And who knows, maybe by understanding the technical side of AI, we might actually learn something new about ourselves. Like we're reverse engineering consciousness.
Okay, now we're really going deep here.
Yeah.
But that's what I love about these deep dives. We started with this guy's bio, and suddenly we're grappling with questions that have been puzzling philosophers for centuries.
And that brings us to the big question, doesn't it? Is AI just a new tool to help us explore those questions, or does it fundamentally change the nature of the game?
It's almost like,
yeah,
are we on the verge of creating something that might actually understand the universe better than we do?
It's a mind-blowing thought, isn't it? And kind of a scary one, too.
Yeah, it's like this weird mix of excitement and terror.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Randy would be totally into that.
Oh, for sure. The man lives for this kind of intellectual exploration.
Definitely. So as we wrap up our deep dive into the world of Randy Kemp, what's the big takeaway? What can we learn from a guy who seems to effortlessly bridge the worlds of tech, spirituality, philosophy, all with this infectious curiosity?
I think the biggest takeaway for me is that we should never stop questioning, never stop exploring, never lose that sense of wonder, even when things get complex and messy.
Beautifully said. Randy's a great reminder that the most fascinating journeys often start in the most unexpected places.
Couldn't agree more. Like stumbling across a random bio online and bam, it sparks all these incredible ideas.
Exactly. So to all our listeners out there, keep those minds open, keep asking those big questions, and never underestimate the power of a good deep dive. Until next time.
Cheers to that.